All right, it is 10 a.m. on Tuesday, October 25th, 2022. We're meeting in Suite 303 here for a regular scheduled commission meeting, 61 South Main, Farmington, Utah. I've asked Commissioner Stevenson to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll move on to our public comment period. If anybody from the public would like to come forward, please state your name and where you're from, and ask that you do it with under 3 minutes if we could. Seeing none, we'll move down to our public hearing.
Morning, Commissioners. Ryan Steinbegel, Grant Administrator with Community and Economic Development. Our office is requesting that we open a public hearing to receive comment on the county's Consolidated Annual Performance Evaluation Report, or CAPER. CAPER is a required annual summary of the county's progress and achievements towards our community development block grant consolidated plan.
Yeah, very important. Thank you. I move we open the public hearing.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Now opportunity for public comment on the CAPER, the county's annual performance evaluation report. Going through it, CAPER. Seeing none.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. And just to say, we in Human Services review this quite a bit, including our Human Services cabinet. So it's been looked at by several amazing folks, and thanks for all your work on it, Ryan.
Okay, we'll now move on to our business and action items. Animal Care Director Ashley Young.
Commissioners, the first item up for approval is our August 22 adoption contracts. In August, we did adopt out 163 animals, 107 cats, 54 dogs, and 2 chickens. Item number 2, that goes through August 1st of 2022 to August 31st of 2022. Our second item is our September adoption contracts. This beginning date was September 1st of 2022, going through September 30th of 2022. We did adopt out 203 animals, 3 birds, 107 cats, 55 dogs, and 38 rabbits. It was a good month for rabbits. The third item for our approval is an amendment with CityGate Associates extending the completion date of the feasibility study to March 18th of 2023. So the beginning date of this was October 18th. That's when the current contract ended, through March 18th of 2023. And the fourth item is the approval of a memorandum of understanding with Saltaire Farms Equestrian Center. This is for our emergency management plan. We are currently looking for outside resources to help support us with livestock. In a case where we have to get a lot of livestock out of a specific area, we're able to use their facilities and resources such as trucks and trailers.
Where is Saltaire Farms located?
North Salt Lake.
Second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Hey, real quick. The rabbits.
Rabbits.
How many rabbits are recycled that people take and turn around and re-adopt them out again?
So, doubtful. We only adopt out to homes, like pet homes. So it's not a scenario where they're going to recycle them. We had a lot of baby bunnies. That's mostly why.
Right, from the assessor's office, Lisa Manning.
Lisa Manning, the assessor. So we have a contract with Carrie Jorgensen to do an appraisal on Lagoon to close up our 5-year appeal that we've had going for Lagoon. It was previously approved. I just need to get the contract signed, and it's a $40,000 contract.
Very good. So payable in the amount of $40,000 beginning September 19th, 2022 to March 15th, 2023. I move approval.
Sorry. All right. I have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks,
from
Lisa.
The attorney's office, Chief Deputy Civil Attorney Neil Geddes. Neil.
So we have a contract with Westlaw or Thompson Reuters for our online legal research, and with some of the staff additions to the prosecutor's office, we had to amend that to add 2 new subscribers.
Sounds good. Payable in the amount of $2,803.24, beginning October 25th, 2022, to December 31st, 2023. I move approval.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
From the Clerk Auditor's Office, Curtis Koch.
Yes, Commissioners, you have for your consideration today an amendment to our agreement with Resource Consultants. Resource Consultants is our Slough-Ruff consultant. As we've had staffing changes and as the final rule was issued with various federal regulations, we've found that we need to add to the scope of work that they're providing to the county. It's hoped that in 2023 we will have staff on hand with the county that will be able to take over a portion of this work and build internal capacity as well with federal grants and contracting.
Sounds great. So this is a payable not to exceed an additional $40,000 in 2022, beginning January 1st of 2022 to December 31st of 2022, and I move approval.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
From the Commission Office, I am asking that we reappoint Stan Goodwell to the Bountiful Irrigation District Board of Trustees, beginning 1-1-2023 to 12-31-2026.
Is it Stan Goodall?
Yeah, Stan Goodall.
Good.
Sorry.
Very good. I move approval. Oh, you did? You move?
Yep. Yeah.
I move approval. You'll move it. I'll second that.
Okay. I have a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
From Community and Economic Development, we have Megan Christensen. Megan.
Commissioners, Megan Christensen. I'm the Tourism Marketing Manager for CED. I'm presenting number 9 and 13. Do you want me to do 9 first and then come back to 13?
Go through 13.
Okay.
Just go through.
All right. So 9 is the approval of the advertising agreement with Saunders Outdoor for the LED highway billboard, just located off of I-15 in Layton. We've had that spot. We are just we did a new contract for that, payable in the amount of $13,200, beginning April 1st, 2022, to March 31st, 2023.
Okay.
Then 13. And then 13, the acceptance of the donation agreement with Friends of Antelope Island for 2022, terms payable in the amount of $12,000, beginning November 1st, 2022, to December 31st, 2022.
This was from the Moonlight Bike Ride, right?
From Moonlight Bike Ride, correct.
Great. How do we,
Then I guess, Dave, are you here to present some items too? Or, okay. Did you want to come forward?
We'll get these in a second.
Though. Yeah.
Thanks, Megan.
Thank you, Megan. Yep.
I've got a couple of items here from the Legacy Center. The first one is item 11. We have a contract with AutoZone. It's only $1,100 here. It's for 1025 to 1026. The reason it's here for the commission is their attorney reviewed it and wanted to work with our attorney's office to change just a couple of little minor details. So just the fact it's not our standard agreement anymore, we thought we better send it through commission.
Okay. So that is the contract for the Western Region Managers Meeting, receivable in the amount of $1,121.53, beginning October 25th, 2022 to October 26th, 2022. Great, thank you.
You have number 12 too?
I do have number 12, okay. Yeah. We have a wrestling coming up with USA Wrestling. This contract is in the amount of $5,791.69. It's beginning on June 24th of 23 and ending on June 27th of 23.
Great.
Very good. And then I'll do number 10, approval for the betterment agreement on UDOT to relocate the power line to allow construction of box culvert west side of US 89. The payable amount of $4,990, and then also a move that we table item number 14.
And, okay, so that covers everything there, right? Very good. I move approval of 9 through 14 as presented by all the helpers.
I'll second that, but I specifically say 9 through 11 we approve and we will table 14.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's right, 9 through 13 and table. Yeah.
All right, we're going to approve 9 through 13 and table number 14. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for catching that.
Brian Hatch, presenting from the Health Department. Director.
Morning, Commission. Brian Hatch, Health Department. Two items here. The first is approval of a contract with the Utah Department of Health and Human Services for our PrEP, Personal Responsibility Education Program. and it's a receivable in the amount of $77,000. I don't see the terms on that one. It's for the fiscal year 2023, so I believe it starts here and then moves into 2023. It's a state fiscal year. So I can get that date if you want. I think I have it here.
Yeah, it's not on the sheet either.
It is contract period 10/17/2022 through 9/30/2023.
Very good. Thank you.
And the second item, number 16, is a summary list of our Davis County Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, our RSV program, who provides volunteers to locations throughout the county. Below you have the list of them: Antelope Island, the Health Department, the Library, Elevation of Utah, Inspiration Home Health and Hospice, and Lakeview Hospital. These are just contracts to place those volunteers to serve in those capacities.
They recently had a dinner to thank all of the volunteers, and they held it at the Eccles Discovery Center out in the Farmington Bay, and a lot of people came, and it was just really wonderful. Really, that program, the Retired and Senior Volunteer Program, which is a national program, but very robust in Davis County. And the senior services did a great job thanking everyone. It was really a wonderful and brief. Everyone could get to bed early. It was really awesome.
I think it's...
Is that a motion? Because I'll second it. they provide
about $1 million worth of service in our community.
$1 million.
Very great program, and we have a great community that steps up and does that.
Yes, so I do move. Thank you.
Okay. We have a motion and a second in a unique way. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Information Systems Director Mark Langston.
Thank you, Commissioners. I'm Mark Langston, the IT Director. I have before you two agreements. Number 17 is a replacement of our GasBoy software with a GE software. It is a payable of $20,820 beginning 10/18/2022 and going till 10/18/2027. The next agreement is for our segmentation of our network with GuardaCore. This is a payable over 3 years of $393,647. It's beginning on 10/25/22 and goes to 10/25/25.
Great. Thank you, Mark. I move approval of 17 and 18 as presented.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Library Director Matt Goff. Deputy
Director. Sorry,
I was going to correct you.
Doing a great job.
So before you today is hopefully the last part of this credit card thing that we've been trying to get through with our integrated library system. It is a contract, well, it's an amendment to the current contract with Innovative. We found out after we had gone through and done everything with the credit card people that the ILS also requires a license. So we did not know that because our previous ILS only had one credit card provider. And so anyway, long story short, it's $800, and it looks like it begins on the 4th of October of this year.
Very good. Thank you. I move approval.
Second.
All right. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you. From the Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Susan Poulton.
Number 20 is a training reimbursement agreement for special functions training and basic corrections training for Brady Lee Teasdale. This is a payable in the amount of $13,560, begins on the date he is sworn in, and runs from 2 years from that date. Item number 21 is the SCRAM, Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program, for participants 1 through 7. That is a receivable, varied amounts based on the tests used and monitoring fees, begins on final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program. And then items number 22 and 23 are requested to be tabled.
this sounds time. Great. I move approval. Well, and by the way, it's so great to see new people coming in to serve in our county, and then as well as lots of participants in that program. I just love seeing both of those. Really
great work on both parts.
Really yep. great work. Thank you for it. I move approval of 20 and 21, and move the tabling of 22 and 23.
Second.
Motion a second. All in favor?
Aye. I move for these consent items, approval of these meeting minutes that we have reviewed and approved for the regular commission meeting on September 27th, 2022, and the work session meeting minutes of September 20th, 2022, September 27th, 2022. All three of those.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. And then I move that we deny the indigent hardship abatement register and hold a hearing.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we recess to the Board of Equalization.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Curtis.
Commissioners, you have for your consideration today on your property tax register under auditor adjustments, you have a report with various appeals recommended that they be approved, totaling $8,716,506. You also have a report recommending no value change, a report with various recommendations to dismiss the appeals, a report with various appeals that have been withdrawn, and finally a report with the hearing findings of various properties totaling $1,054,833. Under abatements, you have a report with various late abatements totaling $21,478.69, and a report recommending the denial of multiple abatements. Under corrections, this one's a little larger today. Under corrections, you have four items recommending veteran tax exemption abatements for the year 2021. You have four items that are related to a parcel that does not exist that need to be corrected and removed. You have two items related to a parcel that was created in error and needs to be corrected. You have 39 items related to property that was either purchased or sold to a tax-exempt entity for your consideration. The total of all of those corrections is $47,824.79. Under assessor adjustments, under the assessor-initiated corrections, you have a report with various corrections totaling $484,990. And that completes your property tax register for October 25th, 2022.
I'll make a motion that we approve the property tax register for the 25th of October.
Second.
A motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye. I move we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
And one chair.
Yes.
I just remembered that one application for the indigent hardship abatement register was actually received late. And we've had a hearing recently where we denied another late application. So I don't know if we really want to go ahead and still hold that hearing or whether we would do it differently.
Well, it seems like to me when we did the last one was the fact that we at least asked them why they were late or explained
okay.
that.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We'll leave it as is. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, opportunity for comments. Neil. Curtis.
No comment, thank you.
Commissioner Stevenson.
No.
Quick things that were, I think, a big deal to share with the public and the county are that there is an annual Utah Water Summit. We commented on a Great Salt Lake Summit, of which there have been two so far in the last year. But this is the 28th annual Utah Water Summit, which was pretty cool that this has been going on with experts in our state for 28 years. And I was able to attend just one standout research. I mean, there was a lot of great information. Fantastic. low-hanging fruit, really, for just becoming a state with all of us as residents paying attention to non-functional turf and conservation and being the second driest state, perhaps having landscape that reflects that. But the thing that stood out to me the very most is a working definition of a reliable water supply. That's a research project going on right now with a professor at Brigham Young University and his master's student. The reliable water supply, what does it mean and how do we evaluate it? It was just really fascinating. And they've so far studied other jurisdictions around the U.S. and some of their activities. And so I'm super interested in the outcome of that research project. Then the other thing that was really wonderful, we knew this was coming, the Utah Preservation Society, what are they called? let me tell you the right name since it'll be on the record. The Preservation Utah is an organization. They give awards every year for restorations of historic buildings in the state. And guess what? Our Memorial Courthouse got that award. And so we were invited, along with the contractor and the architect who worked on that project, to go and be part of that event on Saturday night. And so our director of facilities, Lane Rose, was there and represented, and I was able to go as well. And it was really interesting to see the kinds of things that are being preserved and to see that ours really, really stands out. Even among the ones that were selected, I would say ours really stood out in the group. So anyway, good job again for everyone. That was a big project and it took a long time, but in the end it turned out really well and has been recognized in this whole state as a standout project. So that's it for me.
I don't have anything, and this meeting's adjourned.